Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on, T? How you feeling today?
I feel good, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Good. And you know why I feel so good?
Why? Why is that?
Because we are running another promotion.
We sure are. The world's favorite blue hedgehog is back in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, now available on Blu-ray and digital. In this next level sequel, Sonic and Tails must save the world from Dr. Robotnik's evil plans. Buy Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and watch it today. Rated PG from Paramount Pictures.
Yes, I can't wait, Bob. I love giving away prizes. You know that?
I know.
So listen to the end of this episode and get your chance to win an amazing DVD.
That's right.
All right. So, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Tell me, what's on your mind today?
So, you know, I kind of figured that I'll start it off here with a what if.
Okay.
You know, I really like these what ifs. No, you know, I like this.
Right. You just want to get my thoughts.
I do. And I like to, your mind goes different places, you know, when you're listening to these stories.
Okay. You're right.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say that you receive an invitation in the mail.
Okay.
For a party.
Okay.
You know, one of your good friends is, I can't say one of your good friends. So one of your friends is hosting a party.
A friend of mine is hosting a party.
A friend of yours
is okay.
hosting a party.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it gives you all the details, you know, where the party's at, time, date, you know, all the stuff that you need. And of course, you have to RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing that it does say on the invitation is that masks will be provided. No need to bring your own.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think about that?
Masks will be provided? I mean, what is this, like a lightweight masquerade party, I'm thinking?
Dang, Bob, why you got to jump into stuff so quick?
That's what I'm thinking. I know.
So, I mean, most people would think it's a facial covering because of the pox and everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, Bob.
So I was right.
Boy, okay, you were right. All right, so go on. Let me get here. So let's just say that you thought that it was, you know, a face covering for you, that they were providing face covering.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool.
Right. So you get to the party and you find out this is a masquerade party.
Yeah.
Now, of course, with the masquerade party, you don't recognize anyone.
Right.
Because it's a masquerade.
You don't know who's who.
So would you be thinking like, this is kind of odd. Who has masquerade parties? Or this should be a pretty interesting night.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting tonight.
All right. I know you like a little spice.
Yeah, for sure.
So like I said, of course, you don't recognize anyone because they're a mask. So the whole party, you've been getting like a weird vibe though. Now you went with one of your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're like, this is like one of the weirdest parties that I've ever been to. You see, people aren't socializing a whole lot with each other. The ones that do socialize, they're in clusters. They're in like a certain group.
Okay.
All right. But you're all with it because you know.
And you don't know who's who because everybody on the mat.
Right. So you just like, all right. I mean, you know your buddy because you know y'all came together. So, like I said, it's just like this whole weird feeling that you get. So you and your other friend, you know, you're mingling and all of a sudden you hear like ding, ding, ding. You guys are called to dinner.
Oh, Lord.
What?
We called to dinner by a ding?
By a ding,
I thought it was a party. We gotta go to...
You're getting dinged to dinner.
We're gonna roll with it.
You're rolling with it.
Yep.
So during the dinner, your host states that they would like to thank you all for coming.
Mm-hmm.
And after dinner, they would like for everyone to meet them in a ballroom.
Okay.
Okay. So you really like, okay, I'm not really feeling this. This is just like some weird stuff. But, you know, the guy that's hosting it, he's like on a different level anyways.
All right.
So, I mean, you know, this isn't your speed, but you're just like, hey, okay, whatever.
Something different for sure.
Okay, so you guys go into the ballroom, and then in the ballroom, there's this video presentation that's going on. So the video says that if you had the ability to live inside your favorite book, would you do it? So if your life could be a book, would you do it?
It sounds like right now my life is turning into a book. It's taking that turn tonight.
Oh my goodness. So just think about your favorite book. So you have people coming up to you and they're asking, like, what's your favorite book?
Okay.
Think about it. Would you want to live in this book for a day?
Probably not.
Why not? Why?
What if my favorite book was Cat in the Hat? I don't want to live in that story.
Look, you got to pick a story. You got to pick a book.
Oh my gosh.
You got to pick a book. And they're telling you, I mean, some people, they like horror books. Some like crime books.
Oh, just think of a genre.
Right. Or you know, any genre or your favorite book.
Okay.
You're going to actually hop in the story of the book.
How are you going to make that possible?
Bob, just follow the thing, if you could, would you?
All right. I don't know about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably not.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So for the story you did, though.
All right, for the sake of the story, I did.
So now, and you don't even have to say this is one of your favorite books, but for the sake of the story, if you could be in a book, what type of book would it be?
Probably, let's say a mystery.
You'd be in a mystery book. You're the main character.
Does the main character die?
I don't know. Depending on what mystery book you want. So,
in my mystery book, man, I'm the hero.
Oh, goodness. I don't think
you're
heroes
in mystery books. I'm the hero.
So, anyways, so
you go around to the end.
These people are coming up to you.
That's heroic enough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, especially when you were using Omega Span in the movie.
Right.
So, they come up to you and you're like, it'd be a mystery.
Okay.
I would be in a mystery book.
Okay.
So they give you like these virtual headsets to put on.
I got you.
Like virtual reality.
Yeah.
And, they're explaining to you how this whole program will work. So it's giving people an opportunity because so much is going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? You just want an escape.
Okay.
And you can't always, go on vacation or whatever. So, you escape in your mind, but you're escaping in your favorite book.
I got you.
Okay. So, they put these virtual reality head things on you.
Oh, it's the headset too?
I mean, well, what what do they call them?
Oh, like over your eyes.
Right. But doesn't it go over your head too?
Well, yeah, over your eyes for the most part.
Okay. So it went over your eyes, but you got something going over your head too.
Okay.
And they're telling you, it's painless. We're just going to tap in a little bit.
Tap into what?
It's already on. It's already on.
Tap into what? Well, I don't know about this part here, Jack. Real. Tap into what? My mind, my head?
They're just going to tap in a little bit.
So it's kind of like virtual reality.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. So they're tapping in this book that, you said was your favorite book. A mystery book.
Right.
And, they take off the virtual reality thing. Night goes on. Party is getting weirder and weirder.
So I have these eye goggles on for the whole party?
You had them on for like 5 minutes. You had them on for 5 minutes because they're what they said they were doing. They were programming the book into your mind.
The party might not be for Bob. No, okay. You know what I'm saying? It might not be a Bob party. I might have to just take them goggles off and just big goodbye and bid adieu. It was a nice little thing you had going on here, but it might be a little past me.
Now, mind you had not seen your friend. Now, you heard him at the dinner party, but you still hadn't seen him.
All right.
So, anyways, you and your buddy, you leave, night is winding down, and you're telling them, like, dude, this was like the weirdest thing. Such and such, he's on some weird stuff, but this has to be the weirdest thing I've ever experience.
Yeah.
So you get home, do what you do, go to bed, wake up the next morning, and you find your life is not how it was before you went to this party. You're actually in the book. The book that you said was your favorite mystery book.
Yeah.
You are now in this mystery.
Okay.
So everything that has happened in this book is happening in your life.
Okay.
In this day. So you know how in some movies it seems like the day lasts forever.
Okay.
Like the day can last for like 30 days, but it's one day.
So the day won't be tomorrow. It won't be the same thing going on tomorrow, like Groundhog Day, if you feel like that.
I mean, it continues.
For just 24 hours.
That's what they didn't tell you.
Oh, what? They tell me nothing.
No, you just let it roll. Oh. So, you know, you call your buddy, the one who had the party.
Yep.
And you like, dude, what's going on? You can't reach him.
Of course not.
Right, of course you can't reach him. So they're like, call this number. So you call the number to the people who actually started this whole thing, who he's partnered with. And they're like, you know, in order to get out this book, you must confess one of the worst things that you've done in your life. But you're not just going to confess it to us. You have to confess it to everyone that was in that room.
All right. I'm willing to do that.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
For something that you would actually take to the grave, if it was something that you had said, I'm taking to the grave. Now, it could be about you. It could be about your best friend.
Worst thing I've ever done was come to this doggone party. You know, now you can get me out for real because it's taking over my life. I mean, I ain't never done anything like this before. Come on. So you won't let me out after telling that. That's the truth. That's the worst thing. That's the worst decision. The worst situation I've ever been in is coming to this party to put me here.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So now you have to decide, are you going to confess one of your biggest, I'm going to take to the grave secrets, or something that somebody else has told you?
I just did.
Oh, no. No, you have to keep them. Okay. All right. You know what? Okay. Well, I'll do a switch. Okay. So, you know, they're like, okay, that's fine. You get there, you know, of course, everybody is still masked. You are, as you're saying your, you know, confession or whatever, they're like, we're going to take off the mask so everyone can see who you are.
All right.
But then there's like a loud ding, 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 ding.
Hold on. So they're taking off. I'm taking off my mask.
They're taking off your mask for you. You're not. You're not taking off your mask. They're going to take it off for you.
I can do it for myself.
You ain't taking off the mask. The story, they're taking it off for you. But they're like, no, don't take it off. He's lying. This isn't the worst thing that he's done.
Dude, you don't know nothing about what else.
You forget. When they put that thing on you, and they remember said they're tapping in or whatever they're doing.
All right.
They were tapping into your mind. So now they know your thoughts.
Oops. Yeah, that what I'm about to say, that situation is definitely up there. I can't think of anything else of the worst thing I've ever done.
You know what? You're going to have to either you come clean or you back in the book.
Dude, I am clean. So you're saying it's something else.
Right. They keep
okay.
You keep going back, but, keep going back. And they're like, no, it's something else. It's something else.
Maybe so I keep on telling things, but they're saying that's not enough.
Right.
So maybe I need to just like go to sleep and maybe when I wake up, this will all be done.
That's a new chapter in the book.
What do you mean?
It's not done until you actually come clean of whatever you are hiding.
Whatever I'm hiding.
I mean, because you know, people say, you know, I take it with me to the end.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to get that confession out of you. Either it's something that someone else told you or something that you're just like, I'm not telling anyone. This is going to the grave with me.
All right. Well, now I really got to think then.
You got to think.
I got to think. So.
Would you turn on somebody that you know? Or would you throw yourself under the bus?
Most likely.
Because it's either or. That's like it's either or. You could do either or.
Most likely. I don't know because see, I've told a couple things mm-hmm. and they said that it's not worthy of the worst thing. I mean, come on, who are they to tell me what is the worst thing to me.
So if they have your mind, if they tap into your mind, you know, they can tell what the worst thing is. They're just waiting for you to tell what the worst thing is.
Okay.
And you're not telling. You're just giving like a little bit of here, like, okay, I'm gonna get off this book because I told her a little bit of this. Or, okay, I told a little bit more of this. And they're like, that's not it. You know what it is. They know what it is, but you're confessing it to this whole room full of strangers to get out of this book.
So if I just turn to the next person next to me and kill this next person that's next to me, what? That could be the worst thing that I've ever done. And I could say, well, you just saw the worst thing I've ever done. And I can get out of the book, right?
Because I wasn't expecting a story to go like that.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know. Because right now,
I would say no, because it would be something that's embedded in your
how
mind.
How can something that is, see, my problem is, who are you to judge that what's in my mind is not the worst thing that I've ever done to me?
So, okay, if they're tapped in your mind, it's like they're you.
I understand okay. that.
So they know what your biggest secret is, but what you're feeding them is crumbs.
But what if I don't even remember what my biggest secret? What if I've told you a few secrets and you're saying they're not big enough? I mean, who are you to say that my secrets aren't big enough?
Your mind. Your mind knows what your biggest secret is. I mean, you could bury it as much as you want, but it's still there.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? What I'm actually saying is, let's move on to the next person. Let's see what they think. Like,
you're gonna be stuck in a book, is what you're saying.
Let's move on to the next person.
You're stuck in a book. All right, Rob. Yeah, because you didn't throw me off. I don't know.
I'm just saying, what if? That's a what if. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that would get you out the book because it's...
That could be the worst thing in the world I've ever done, was take somebody's life. But
it's not a secret if you just sat here and did it in front of people.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
See what you're saying.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
I don't want to play with you no more.
I mean, I don't know. Well, I'm going to probably tell somebody, say I want to tell somebody else a secret.
Okay. So you tell somebody else a secret that you're supposed to take with you, you know, to the end.
Yeah, I ain't never say that, but all right.
All right, so that secret is out. You yep. made it confess. Yep. And they went ahead and let you out the book. But, I mean, hold on. The person's secret that you gave away was actually one of the people in the room.
All right.
So... And that wouldn't make you feel bad.
Everybody got on the mask. They don't know.
But they know it's you. Because they didn't took your mask off.
All right. So now what? So this dude, what? He mad at me.
Wouldn't you be mad at the person?
I mean, I don't have to put this person's name out there that did whatever.
Oh, no, you're telling everything. You're not just going to be like, well, such and such stole penny candy when we were little. I have a friend who stole penny candy when we were like, no, you can't do that.
All right. Well, I told it. I'm out the book. Okay. Oh, so if he that mad at me, okay, we ain't friends no more. All right.
Okay, Bob.
Or, I mean, if he my real friend, he understood. He going to tell something else to somebody else. You know, I understand. Oh, goodness. We should have never came to this party, Jack. I understand. I should have never been here.
Oh boy. Oh my
God. Kind of friend is this?
Okay. I'm done.
Go ahead.
You out the book, you just confessed your whatever's your friend's secret that you were supposed to take with you. And now, you know, they're looking at you sideways and you know, you
all these people looking at me sideways because they got on masks. I just want to leave the room.
Yeah, and the reason why, remember how I told you how people were like in clusters and how people weren't talking so much? Because they were in a book. They were in their book and they couldn't get out of their book until they told what they had to do.
Huh? So the people You said they were in clusters.
Remember, there were only certain people that were actually talking. Remember how I said in the beginning, the party was kind of weird, like people weren't talking?
Yeah, party was real weird.
And the reason why is because those people were still trapped in their book.
Okay.
And they couldn't get it. They're like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to tell something about me, tell something about somebody else? You know, so it's like they're thinking, but they're in this book and their mind is in this book. It could be a murder mystery book, could be a romance book, right? Anything. So they're just like messed up.
All right. Well, nice. What would T do? What would T do in this situation? For real. I'm out the book, Jack. I got out.
Yeah, well, you're not putting anything on my face, first off.
Okay.
So, but for the sake of the story, you know, if you do.
But it's your friend. Your friend won't hurt you.
Man, you know what?
Your friend won't hurt you.
My friends would not. You know, I trust them enough. But yeah, this whole thing. Once I get that feeling, I'm out. I'm not about to stay at this party too much longer. What the heck? People ain't talking. You got clusters of people here. I don't even know these. Nah.
So what if at the door they ain't gonna let you out?
We got some serious problems. I gotta go.
Okay.
I'm about to be sick. I'm calling 911. I gotta go. I'm out. I'm calling 911 today.
But you gonna say you've been hell hot? I'm
getting hell hot. Please come get me.
Yeah.
Somebody save me. Yeah, but maybe some weird stuff like that going on out here. You never know.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it's weirder. I'm sure it's weirder stuff going on.
Yeah, when it comes to your mind, yeah, you're fine. That's hypnosis and all that stuff. I'm cool with.
I was duped. I was duped into it.
Yeah, you really were.
I was duped into it, but I got out. Mm-mm. I got out. Hopefully, it don't come back for me.
Yeah, and for me.
What?
I think I would. I probably would tell one of mine. I wouldn't tell somebody else's.
All right, but what if they tell you you have something bigger? You have something bigger.
Well, see, me, I know me. To get out of it, I'm telling it all. I'm going with the biggest thing. I'm telling it all because I want out.
But what if that's not the biggest thing in there from what they figure?
Well, then tell me what the biggest thing is. I'm telling you, this is the biggest thing. Was it not big enough for me? You want me to tell you somebody else's stuff? I mean, where you want to go with this?
It's either or. But remember, I had to tell a few things. And they told me that they weren't big enough.
Telling small stuff. They knew what the big thing was. For me, I'm going straight to the big thing.
See, my big thing might not be your big thing.
Well, somebody gonna tell me what's the big thing. Give me a hint.
Oh,
I mean, I need a hint.
That was crazy.
Yeah, give me the hint. I'll spill it all. You want 10 of them? I may not even have that many. I tell you what you want. I gotta get off the book. I gotta go. I'm going out. But yeah. I'm not going to throw my friend under a good friend. Now, if it wasn't like a good friend, they may have to go on the bus.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll put myself up under first.
Maybe if you say so.
Well, we know you wouldn't, because you went straight for I'm about to tell a friend.
I tried to tell some of my stuff and it didn't work, so I told somebody else.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So
is there anything else on this seat?
No, it's not, Bob. You went left and I was going right, and I thought you was gonna follow me with the right.
Hey, I had no idea where your mind was, because you know, apparently you wasn't big enough. The thought wasn't big enough.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So everybody, tell us what you think about this T situation this week. This is something off the wall all day.
Yeah.
All right. So please let us know what your thoughts of this at drop us a line at our email, realtalkabobandt@gmail.com. Okay, because we would love to hear what you have to think about this. Would you tell something about you? Would you tell something about somebody you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you would try to get about this book.
Or would you hold it to the end and stay in that book forever?
No, well.
You better pick up a good book.
Right.
I'm going to be a millionaire. That's the book I'm fucking. A multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, make sure that when you email us, email us and let us know which way Bob went so that you can have an opportunity to win this fantastic DVD.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Absolutely. And also, you know, think about it. You know, our mind is something that we control.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
Oh my gosh. For real. You definitely want to be careful who you let into your mind because you don't want anyone to have mind control over you.
I went to a bad party.
You really did. You really did.
And from jump. Yeah. And that dude right there that I told on, it was the guy that was giving the party. You know what I'm saying? So,
however you want your story to go, baby.
For real.
All right.
You're bringing me in this crap.
So take us home, baby.
All right. So again, I'm glad you guys listened. Don't forget to drop us what you would do in this situation at that Gmail. Okay. So again, live, love, laugh, and pray.
And check us out every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Oh, and at midnight Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. You can find that on Live 365.
Yep.
Come over, check us out, listen to some great music. Other great podcasters are on there as well.
Yesterday's Hip Hop and R&B.
Absolutely. Enjoy, y'all.